Hello and welcome to Creative Instinct on RN, RA and the web. I'm Michael Sheriffs. And today the story of how a simple farm tractor inspired a rural community to produce a cultural festival like no other in Australia. This is the story of how a larrikin idea can unlock imagination and broaden horizons. It begins with a tractor and a cup of tea.
We only have old things because he's a motor mechanic from years back. There's the bulldozer, there's the David Brown, there's the Fergie, there's the Kubota, and there's this little one. Oh, and we have a couple of friends ones too, a Nuffield and an International.
Is it fair to say he might spend more time with his tractors than the family sometimes?
He's a mechanical fellow, so he spends it on all our cars.
Welcome to Kingaroy, the peanut capital of Australia. I'm Lee Fernong, and just under 10,000 people call this small Queensland town home. We're 210 kilometres northwest of Brisbane in South Burnett country. And behind me, the peanut silos dominate the skyline, and tractors have been an important part of the local community for decades.
I'm Russell Dower from Tingoora, just north of Kingaroy. I lived on the farm all my life, the whole 53 years, and I'm the secretary of the Kingaroy District Vintage Machinery Club. I'm sort of mainly collecting at the moment. I'm sort of moving into a retirement mode. I might tinker then, but I'd usually try and buy tractors that are going, so that then you can still just take them to rallies and that in their working clothes.
Even the kids here love their tractors.
I'm Thomas Harding and I'm 8 years old. I usually watch my dad plough, and I love looking at back and looking at all the dirt move, and I like it, really like it. Once he set fire to this hay, and guess what? We rolled over it, and guess what? It got caught. Well, we kept rolling and then it went out, so I was saying in my mind, okay, we're driving with fire, and I was really, really nervous if the back tire was going to explode because it got too hot.
Was the tractor okay after that experience?
Yes, it was okay. I don't think there was any scratches or bruises.
Sound familiar? Probably not. You're listening to the sounds of a tractor. She's affectionately known as the Mongrel. This musical tractor was the star attraction last September at the Kingaroy Tractor Tattoo. Modelled after the Edinburgh Military Tattoo, the Tractor Tattoo drew together people from all over the South Burnett, from professionals to school students, from artists to farmers. The result? A fascinating exploration of creativity in a rural community.
Hello, I'm Susan Goddard. I'm a visual artist and I've lived in Kingaroy for 5 years now. We moved up from Brisbane. Well, I was really impressed with the creativity of people here. They weren't particularly confident about their skills, but they all have such creative minds. Living on a farm, I think that's part and parcel of it. You have to be able to solve problems, and usually in a creative way, because you don't have everything close to hand. So you become a jack of all trades, basically, and that flows over into all sorts of creative sectors.
But how involved can these creative farmers be in cultural activities? Is there ever time for exhibitions and concerts?
When we bought another farm at one stage, I used to probably sit on the tractor from 7 in the morning till 9 at night. Yeah, I suppose you do from when you get up to when you go to bed. You get up at 5 or 6 in the morning and you're out straight away and work all day. One stage I never used to even stop for lunch and just keep going. And then, yeah, work till dark or even after. It's just, yeah, what you're born into, so you get used to it.
Well, I think because I used to live in the city, I'm familiar with the art scene in the city and also from what I've experienced here. The main difference here is that if people can't afford to travel or haven't had the opportunity to travel to the city regularly, they miss out on a really important part of their arts education. We can't just pop into, you know, the Queensland Art Gallery or any of those amazing places here. And really, some people just don't have the opportunity to do that.
The words of a poem by Philip Hodgins called Rural Affairs. The music is by composer Peter Rankin, who grew up in northern Queensland.
The fact is that life can be very difficult, and on the land you can have real adversities, e.g. drought. You can have crops fail. That can be the income for a year or 2 years gone. These are hard things, and I remember reading some poems by Henry Lawson and short stories, and I thought, gee, you know, actually he's describing real tragedies here. I think that sometimes humour can make the difference between, you know, making or breaking, turning something around and just being able to cope, really.
At this point, Creative Regions arrives on the scene to help with a lovely idea, to turn a tractor into a musical instrument. Creative Regions is a not-for-profit arts management service organisation. It aims to build relationships between artists and communities in rural and regional Queensland, and hopefully encourage growth and development in these communities.
I'm Rod Ainsworth, one of the co-founders of Creative Regions, which is based in Bundaberg, Queensland.
Would you say your mission currently, is it to bring people together within the community, or is it to give arts a greater presence in rural and regional areas?
The thing that we hear most is that people are, and this is from the volunteer sector, people are frustrated that they don't have enough bums on seats, they don't have enough people coming to do their thing. They're giving their lives to their passion and their hobbies, but people aren't coming to see things. So people are talking about marketing, people are talking about audience development, people are talking about needing to collaborate more, because there's quite a lot of activity that happens in kind of backyards, back corners, back rooms, and nobody sort of talks to each other. What we've found is that producing new work with a purpose of bringing people together to help people to collaborate in new ways creates a conversation and creates that opportunity for people to think about what next. It's about collaboration, it's about raising the profile, it's about employing professional artists to be kind of the centre of community development, I guess.
And along came the idea for the Kingaroy tractor tattoo.
So I said, if there was one image that would unite the entire South Burnett, what would it be? And without even taking a breath, I think everybody said, a tractor. We said, okay, well, why? And they said, well, you know, everybody's got either a tractor in their backyard, a tractor next door, a broken down tractor somewhere. Everyone generally has got a tractor in their family, in their history, in their, and, you know, there's lots of stories around tractors here. And we sort of said, well, what are the strengths? You know, I mean, I had a couple of years worth of consultation with the community, so I kind of knew who was who and, or thought I knew who was who. Music was very strong and is very strong in regional Queensland. And I knew that music was a very strong thing in schools. There were some really impressive music teachers in the community. So we felt that music needed to be a part of this in terms of finding something that would speak to the whole community. So they kind of said, well, you know, it needs to be musical. And I said, well, so it's a musical tractor then. They said, what? Well, do you reckon we could find an old tractor and turn it into a musical instrument? And everyone just laughed. By the end of that hour, everybody was so enthusiastic. They were leaping out of their seats about this thing, and emails went back and forth for the next couple of weeks trying to come up with a name for this event. And, you know, people were unbelievably enthusiastic about this idea of a tractor. So, I mean, it had to be a winner given that level of enthusiasm from those people sitting around the table.
So enthusiastic were the organisers of the Kingaroy tractor tattoo that soon a composer was found.
My name's Peter Rankin and I'm the composer of the music for Tractor Tattoo 2012. I was immediately very excited because it's a left field idea, it's a crazy idea. And when I heard a bit about the idea of a tractor being rebuilt as a musical instrument in a rural town like Kingaroy with lots of farms and machinery, I could see something, you know, straight away. I thought, this is good. I like this idea.
And it was a natural progression to find local musicians.
We have people from four different choirs, South Burnett Youth Choir, South Burnett Chorale, Blackbutt Singers, Kingaroy State High School. We've got the different bands involved. Logistically, that's a big thing. They're all coming together for this event.
My name's Steve Langton. I'm a musical instrument maker, and I was commissioned to build the musical tractor for South Burnett Shire, and it's called the Mungrel. This is part of the musical motor of the musical tractor. On each side of the tractor, we've got 10 tuned mag wheels. All the top ones are off Geminis, Holden Geminis. The others are from various other cars. We've got a do, re, mi scale. In all the 20 bells, there's only one B. So this is a kind of a D chord. A kick drum fitted to the middle of the engine block. And it's operated with the original brake pedal that was on the tractor. That's on the right pedal. And then the left pedal, which is normally a clutch, operates through a linkage, a hi-hat open and close mechanism. The hi-hat's up in the fuel tank.
And then we've got a bit of an indicator stem, which is the mallet for the hi-hat. So the fuel cap is a high A. And then the headlights are C's and G's. Kind of got an F sideways and a C from the top, and then inside, a little high C. And on the other side, we've got G with a D in there. So it's bells, all bells, but no whistles.
The project began to grow exponentially. Visual and textile artists hopped on the bandwagon in the form of Jumping Ant Arts.
Jumping Ant Arts was set up a couple of years ago to try and bring members of the arts community together, and we wanted to mentor other people that hadn't explored their creative side, and we also wanted to try and improve the professionalism of the arts industry within the region. The concept of this whole tattoo was to link people that probably don't usually go into galleries with artworks. So to do that, we've used sort of identifiable themes like tractors, images of the bush, all sorts of things people might find in sheds. And it's been really fascinating watching, particularly the men, respond, because they usually sort of don't stand in front of an artwork for too long, some of those farmers up here. And this time, because they've recognised a symbol or something, it's been fascinating watching them go up close, and they'll actually stand and look at the artwork for much longer than they would have normally. So pretty interesting.
So I'm here at the art gallery in what is the very, very first ever yarn bomb tractor in Australia. It's covered from wheels to seat, steering wheel to engine, completely in knitting. There's a dog, redback spiders, caterpillars, even a mouse and a toadstool. And with me is one of the artists involved in the yarn bombing of this 1939 tractor, Sue Goddard.
Hi, Fern. It's absolutely amazing, isn't it? So colourful and so beautifully textured.
I think it's hard to get a sense of what has actually happened until you're right here standing in front of it with the full effect of pom-poms and
flowers. And what else? What have they got around the front? Is that a crochet rug there?
I think there's a bit of everything. This was a project that involved over 40 members of the community. When we first came up with the concept and we started asking people in the community if they would please come on board and make a piece for our yarn bomb tractor, their first reaction was, "You are completely crazy." And then the second reaction, which makes me laugh now as I look at the tractor, was, "But what a waste of wool." It's just, it's a wonderful celebration of what you can do when you play with yarn and use your imagination.
From knitters and spinners, covering a tractor completely in wool, to what you can do with teapots and tea.
A cup of tea? Well, every farmer loves a cup of tea and a bicky after a couple of hours on the tractor, don't they? Anything for a cup of tea and a bicky.
You're listening to Creative Instinct on RN, RA and the web. I'm Lee Fernong at the auction of the funky teapots at the Kingaroy Tractor Tattoo. Auctioneer Bill Stevenson is hard at work behind me auctioning 20 funky teapots made by various members of the local community. 2 hours after the funky teapot auction, the moment finally arrived, the 2012 Kingaroy Tractor Tattoo.
Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon and welcome to Tractor Tattoo. I'm Ross Peddleston from ABC Wide Bay. It's my pleasure and my privilege to be your master of ceremonies tonight for a performance which is a celebration of community, it's a celebration of creativity, it's a celebration of the tractor, and it's a tattoo. And we'll talk about why it's called Tractor Tattoo, why it's about tractors, although it's about a whole lot more than tractors, and more very soon. Oh my God, I think that sounded like the tractor's just blown up. I wonder what's wrong. Maybe there was somebody who can fix it. Maybe there's somebody working on the tractor right now.
I need some help. My tractor's broken. A chook's egg. Please send it quick. I got a lot of plowing to do.
All up, it's 20 minutes of music I've composed, and thematically the work develops from the beginning of the first piece to the end of the last piece. So they're related. The first one is called Tractor Pipes, pipe soloist. The second is Tractor Business, and that's the junior concert band. The third one is called Furphy's Law, obviously a play on words there. And the final piece is Tractor Tattoo. I hope that people will identify with the subject matter. Because it's got words, they'll identify with the stories that are set, encapsulated, you know, celebrated in these works, and feel, I hope I've hit the mark with the people in the community, the musicians, the singers, the audience, will think, yeah, that sounds like our kind of piece.
Mister got my tractor fixed.
Good, better, best.
I've got all my ploughing done.
Never let it rest.
The horse is gone.
Till your good is better.
And my wife came home.
And your little mess, yeah.
So, was it a winner? Here's what the audience thought.
It's just wonderful. I've never seen anything like it. I just think I'll remember the community spirit. It's just wonderful to see how many, so many happy faces and such a good community getting together and making a good event.
Excellent. Way better than expected. But it's actually been quite good.
We haven't had one before, so it's all brand new. It's all good. Yeah.
I get a kick out of seeing people's faces and watching them to see, well, and a couple that I know are probably pretty well dyed in the wool, I have a bit of an idea of what their taste might be, and to see them standing there tapping along or listening intently and nodding and carrying on, think, yeah, well, these people, they won't admit it, but they'll probably got something out of it by the time they go home tonight.
Good atmosphere, good community spirit, and good knowledge.
After an 18-month odyssey that began with a single idea, the project is a success. But how did the organisers, like Rod Ainsworth, view the experience?
It's not really about the art. It's about what the art can do in a community.
You know, often it can be the simplest things that you relate to, and the joy or the experience you get from those things can be equally as fantastic as looking at one of the master's paintings. Just seeing people make a connection is what always gives me such a thrill.
In the time I've spent with different groups, there's a part of the process which is just actually, you know, watching people come to grips with some aspect of musical language that they might not have met before. And it's very satisfying to see them come to grips with it, to understand what this bit is about and to master it. That is very rewarding. I've spent a bit of time in education myself, and I really do enjoy that dimension of the work.
Part of it's about looking at possibility. What's that world of possibility out there? Things that people hadn't ever thought of doing, like creating musical tractor. How does that create enough interest in the community for people to understand what the arts can do?
That's a really important part of being in a community, and especially in a regional area, is actually making those friendships and learning about each other.
So what something like this does, it raises the bar. It creates something that's almost so stupid that it's interesting. You know, people hear about a musical tractor and want to know more. It's not something that happens every weekend. There's an enormous amount of arts activity that goes on in a community at any given time. And, even as we speak, there's musicals are happening and other festivals around the region are happening. It's crazy. There's so much happens. But because I think often it's the same sort of thing happening or the same thing that happened last year, people kind of take it for granted. But when there's something that's a bit different, a bit crazy, a bit weird, then people want to know what's going on. So it sort of raises that level of interest. It raises the visibility of the arts in the community. If nothing else, this will promote almost every arts organisation that exists in the South Burnett.
Where the Bunya meets the Diagula Highway, where most people think of tractors in the working sense, the community of the South Burnett has been united by one unforgettable event. So, where to from here? South Burnett Mayor Wayne Kratzman offers his thoughts.
Imagination can take you a long way, and I think if you have a vision and have a drive, as our volunteers and our people in our art and cultural world up here in the South Burnett do have, we can make it happen.
And 8-year-old Thomas Hardy of Kingaroy had one last word.
Would you like to drive a tractor one day?
I don't know. Maybe I'll follow my dad's footsteps.
Do you think tractor driving's easy?
Nope. I tried, but it was really hard because my dad told me just to where he ploughed, I have to stay right where that is. And it was really hard to keep the steering wheel in the right place.
Are there pedals on a tractor like there are in a car?
Yes. It's just like a car, only bigger and has bigger wheels.
The farmer, the artist, the composer, and the school student. The 2012 tractor tattoo in the Queensland town of Kingaroy demonstrates the imaginative potential of two rural icons, the tractor and the cup of tea. And we'll never look at these quite the same way again. And many thanks to Lee Fern Ong for this feature. Her guests were young tractor aficionado Thomas Hardy, farmer Russell Dower, artist Sue Goddard, composer Peter Rankin, organiser Rod Ainsworth, instrument maker Steve Langton, and South Burnett Mayor Wayne Kratzman. Thanks to John Jacobs for his technical production. I'm Michael Sheriffs. For more details, including images and a video of the yarn-bombed tractor called Alice, just go to the website abc.net.au/Radio National and follow the links to Creative Instinct.
ABC Radio is now more mobile than ever with the new ABC Radio app. Available for both iPhone and Android, this is a simple, intuitive app for radio on the go.
ABC Classic FM, RN, ABC Dig Music, ABC Jazz, Triple J, ABC Country.
It even lets you access digital radio right across the country. Find all the details about the new radio app at abc.net.au/radio.